Michael Savage Warns, Stalled Immigration Agenda Leaves Trump Vulnerable. By Robert Krajicek on June 20, 2019. The status quo of demographic change via immigration, both lawful and unlawful, will destroy the Republican Party's future political fortunes, warned Michael Savage. The migration phenomenon, estimated Savage, is a failure on the part of President Donald Trump. Savage called on the IRS to strip Catholic Church-affiliated charities of their charitable status, which afford them tax exemptions and permission to issue charitable receipts to donors and other benefactors. Asked for comment on the status quo of insecurity along the U.S.-Mexico border, Savage told Breitbart News via statement. Step 1, eliminate the 501c3 status of Catholic charities and other gangs flooding the U.S. with illegals. Instant stop to the flow. Not threaten, but do it and announce it. Step 2, begin by deporting the non-citizens in U.S. prisons. Almost 28% of the entire prison population. Do no announce in advance. Just do it. Savage said on Tuesday's edition of his radio show. What would someone do if they really wanted to stop those illegals pouring in? All coming in with new haircuts, new hairdos, new jeans, new shoes. Where are they getting the money from? It's coming from Catholic charities, Baptist Family Services, and hundreds of other organizations making billions of dollars a year off the federal government. You stop it through them. You could have stopped it by cutting off their 501c3 status. Immediately, Catholic charities would stop what they're doing to this country. Catholic charities are a business entity that make a fortune off of illegal aliens, determined Savage. Savage's criticisms of the president over status quo of illegal immigration and southern border insecurity were also featured in a Tuesday published profile of the talk radio figure in the New York Times. If Hillary were president, there'd be riots on the border, said Savage during his eponymous radio show in May, according to the New York Times. Nobody would tolerate this on the right. So why are they sitting this out? Talkers.com summarized the New York Times profile of Savage. He still supports Trump and will vote for him in 2020. But Savage has never been one to avoid criticism of any politician if he believes it's deserved. What's new is that Trump's base appears to want none of that. I don't think they care very much about issues, said Savage of Trump's base of supporters. They'll vote for him no matter what because he is not them. I think it's come down to the more us. Talkers places Savage at number 20 in its 2019 Heavy 100 of Talk rankings, estimating his weekly audience at 7.5 million. In 2018, John Samirak, senior editor at The Stream, explained the Catholic Church's financial interest in the status quo of both legal and illegal immigration. The bishop's charities are almost entirely funded, in some cases, by federal funds because they're federal contractors serving immigrants. The U.S. bishops have zero moral credibility to speak about immigration because they rely on immigration just as much as the Democratic Party. Why is it a surprise that they are allied with the Democratic Party on the immigration issue? In 2015, Zemirek described Archbishop Charles Chaput's comments on immigration as tracking exactly with the positions of the Democratic Party and radical immigrant activist groups such as La Raza. Chaput supported birthright citizenship for the children of illegal aliens, opposed deportations, and rejected attempts to recalibrate legal immigration criteria to prioritize skilled immigrants over the relatives of immigrants who had received amnesty for their illegal immigration. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter @RKrajicek.